Happy September! Welcome to Talks with Maria. We are in episode 221 and we are welcoming September, the month of September, also the final quarter of 2023, which means we have four more months until the end of the year, and we're diving into all of that here in this episode. It has been, I swear, maybe 3 months since I've been live. 2 months? Just all of summer. Okay. So, good morning. I am live here on a Thursday. It is the last day of August, which means it's the last day of quarter three. So, I wanted to come on and say hello to everybody. I haven't been live in a while, but I wanted to just pour some love, inspiration to the community going into quarter four. So now that we're wrapping up quarter one, quarter two, and quarter three, the best thing to do right now, today especially, is to look at the results you've gotten this year, 2023. Are you happy with the results you've gotten? You know, are you happy with the impact you've made? Are you doing the thing that you've always wanted to do, or have you put a halt on it? Or are you in the preparation mode, and then maybe in quarter four you go ahead and do the thing, whatever the thing is. It could be writing a book, launching a podcast, starting a YouTube channel, maybe even calling yourself a business owner. One of my clients that I recently talked to this week said, you know, I want to start my business, but I feel like I have to pay off my debt first before I start this business. And while I think that sounds amazing, that would probably warrant you to have to wait to start your business, right? Because then you are putting these other goals before your actual business. And life happens. So anyway, before I get into that, I wanted to just welcome everybody, whoever's watching. Hello, thanks for watching. Today we are going to be diving into some really get into action mode in quarter four. You know, what to do in quarter four to help you get to a place of feeling like you are doing something with your life, right? Doing something you really want to do, accomplishing the goals you really want to have, and also really executing and taking action on your to-do list. So if you, Mallory, I hope you're doing well. I see you are doing so many things and I'm so proud of you. So one of my clients says, you know, I want to pay off my debt first before I actually go all in into my business, right? And we are working on a lot of healing for her. There's a lot of healing there. There's a lot of like learning about herself, learning about the new version of who she is, learning about what she wants to create in this next phase of life for her. And a part of that is creating this business, is creating the, you know, kind of life she ultimately wants to be proud of, right? And so a lot of people actually think this way. They think they have to do all the things first before they start their business. When essentially the truth of the matter is starting your business first and doing the things alongside of running your business is more impactful for you. Because really what happens is you are trying to, you know, accomplish one thing, but then you have your passion and your heart and your love on the back burner, which really takes away from your purpose, your confidence. It takes away from, you know, even feeling and having a meaningful life, right? Because really what you're doing is you're working a day job and you're going to try to pay off your loan, but essentially, or whatever the debt is, credit card debt, maybe an automobile loan or whatever loan it is, a debt to somebody else, whatever it is, it's still not fulfilling your heart, your passion, who you are, you know, and the impact you make in the community. So even though I haven't gone live all month or all summer, and I've been kind of just, you know, feeling like going live when I want to or posting when I want to, I still have clients and I have a community still, right? So outside of this, if you guys are not a part of my Podcasting for Women in Business group, join that. It is facebook.com/groups/pod WIB, which is Women in Business Podcast WIB. I will put that in the description below. But that community has really grown to have its own kind of life. You know, a lot of people post in there. There's a ton of people we're constantly adding in there. And a part of that, and this is one of the business models I teach my clients, is how I get leads, and it's free, right? I get leads all day long, all week long, all month long, all year long for free, because these people come in and join. And in order for you to join, you have to fill out a form. And this form asks you for your information so that I can be in contact with you, and now you're a part of the community. So even today, granted it's August 31st, I sent out an email of Happy September. I guess I'm so excited for September that I sent it today. But it's August 31st, it's the last day of the month. And even if it's the last day of the month, we are going to have a new month. We are going to be going into quarter four. And there are four more months left in 2023. Four more months. Which means whatever result you are looking to have and you haven't received it yet, you have this final quarter to create a plan, either a new plan or maybe refine the plan you're currently working in, and then execute it going into the new year. Okay, and it's important to look at that in quarter four, because this is a very important phase in the year where you can kind of build momentum, right? Like, oh, okay, it's the last quarter. What do I need to do to change up the roadmap? If it's not working, how do we refine that, right? What data do we want to take a look at and see what's working and what's not working? And I always like to say, you double down on what's working and you remove what's not working. Okay, guys? So if you haven't taken a look at what you've been doing and taking a look at literally systematically, what have you been doing? What are you wasting your time on? And what are the things that you can double down on and the things you cannot? And you cannot waste your time on anymore. So important way to determine that is how do you make income, right? Like, what are the activities that actually cause you money? So for me, what caused me money is sending out emails, right? I send out emails to my community. Remember, again, I have my Podcasting for Women in Business group where I collect emails, leads, new people in my community, which I recently got an email the other day of, hey, I'm looking for a new coach. Right, all because she found me through this Facebook group that I capture leads on. And the idea is, if you don't have a way to capture leads for free, that means you're missing a piece in your business. There's a component, there is like a system, just like a car. Like, a lot of people use this as an analogy when it comes to having and running a successful business, a vehicle. And the fuel of that vehicle are leads. If you don't have leads, you don't have a gas in the car to make it go forward, right? So where do you get leads? Where are you getting them now? Are you getting at all any? Okay, and social media is not a lead place, because really the 6,000 followers I have are not mine. They are Instagram's, right? The 3,000 community people in my Facebook group are not mine. They are Facebook. And that's the reason why I have them fill out a form requiring an email address and their phone number so that I can actually capture that information. And then now it becomes my list, my people, my community. At a drop of a dime, I can send an email out to my 2,000 person list and make an offer, right? Hey, doors are open. Hey, this is what's happening in quarter four. This is what I have. This is the program currently. Doors are open for. But the problem is people don't realize that they don't actually have a community unless you have one that you own, not one that you rent. Right? I think Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, all these platforms, you're renting the community because at any given moment your account can be closed, the social media platform can change their name to X, and then people leave, right? Or people don't, because actually, even with the name being changed, Twitter is still Twitter, and it's still prevalent in today's society, even though he changed the name. But the idea here is I want you guys to start thinking in quarter four, how do I get gas into my car? How do I get new leads consistently and that are mine? Okay. So, you know, if Mallory, if you're on here, if you are still doing interviews, the idea here is that you want, and I'll give you a little nugget, is that you want to capture those leads. So if you're doing an interview, let's just say with Joe Schmo, and he has a community of 10 to 20,000 people, how are you capturing that lead? How are you capturing those leads, right? And the best way to do that is you create a landing page, and I'm gonna reference ConvertKit because that's what I use. You're gonna create a ConvertKit landing page for people to actually join your community, and then you're asking them for their email and their phone number. So now that 10,000 person, those people come to this landing page and say, oh, this is the lady that Joe Schmo is doing an interview with, let me check her out. Then you capture that lead, now it's yours. But the thing is that when people do these interviews, they don't put that part in there. They just do the interview. They get a follow or something. I don't know. Maybe a follow, maybe, I don't know, what are the other items? Like maybe a click link. You know, they click the link on whatever. But are they able to actually get the email address, phone number, and the name of the person? Right? And that component is very important because once you do that, now that lead is yours. And it's not going to happen for all 10,000 followers of that person. Maybe if you're lucky, 100, 200. But imagine having 100 and 200 leads that actually chose to click on the link, chose to put their name in, email address, and phone number because they liked you so much, because they're so curious about you and what you have to offer. They're pretty much warm. They're warm prospects to sell to. You see? So now you have 200 people that you can actually talk to and reach out to on an every week basis if you want. For example, tomorrow, I always like to say, anyone who's watching the replay or you have an email list right now, send out a happy September email. I already did mine today, a day early. So excited. Send that out. And every month you do a happy October, November, December, January, happy new year, right? Just reminding them about who you are, what you do, what you offer, if there's anything happening, right? Any specials. But it's not as impactful if you just do it on socials, if you just do it on Instagram, you know, posting on Instagram. Does it work? Does it, you know, remind people of you? Yes. But owning your own list, text message, email list is probably one of the biggest things any business owner needs to focus on. Not growing your follower list or follower account on any social media platform. Okay, so that's a nugget for you, Mal. So in quarter four, just remember one of the biggest things is refine your roadmap. Whatever you're following and whatever you're doing, refine that. Look at what's working, look at what's not. Have you made money from the things you're doing? Right? Have you made money? If you haven't, that means we have a piece missing in your map that you're following. You have a piece missing. You should be making some money. You should be making some sort of money from it. You know, because I think effort without profits is just, you know, really like you're just blowing time there. You're just losing time. And time is the most valuable thing that we have that we can literally use today, or it just works against us, okay? So figure out a way to start making money, okay? Another one for you, Mal, is I did a conference earlier before summer started. I don't know if you remember. I sold VIP seats and I made a really great profit from just selling VIP seats, or VIP access. And I did different types of pricing. I did like, you know, it went up from $27 to $47, $67 to $97 per VIP seat. And it really helped with making income from that conference. You know, people actually joined and got access via VIP. And in turn, I made a killing. I made a profit, and I felt like people need to be doing that. That's what I figured. I figured if you're gonna do some sort of interview, some sort of something like that with another person, number one, capture their lead. Number two, offer a back-end thing. And that's what it is, a VIP. In this case, a VIP access is like a back-end offer, right? Like something you offer once they're in the actual conference, then you make that offer. You don't make that offer right away. You do it on the back end. And then people do it. People are like, yes, give me that, right? Because there's just a pocket of people that actually want the best. And if you don't capture and offer something for them, you're losing money. You are leaving money on the table. So always think about that as well. Okay, guys? Another thing, I'm just gonna wrap this up here, but one of the biggest things is, like, you know, if you guys haven't been listening to my podcast, I've been doing episodes about a recap of my summer, how things have been going, and then really understanding how taking a break from doing all of this stuff really helped me calibrate my energy, my purpose, the meaning. Mallory says I'm going to come back. Just hold on. No problem. The meaning of, you know, why I do the thing that I do. It really helped me understand that, and it really caused me to appreciate just my journey in this, right? My journey has been really interesting because I came from starting a book, writing a book, from postpartum depression with having two children at a young, at not a young age, because I was like 27, but I felt really alone at that time, went through depression, felt, you know, just really isolated and lost. So I wrote the book, then I started my podcast, then I started my Facebook community, which I mentioned earlier, Podcasting for Women in Business. If you guys are not a part of that, join that. I'll link it below. And then now we have this coaching business where I talk to entrepreneurial, spiritual women who really want to get into healing themselves and starting a business that is impactful for their healing and then also impactful for the community. And that has been a huge journey for me, and I'm so thankful for just the people that I've talked to and worked with in the years that I've been in business, because those relationships really fostered my skills, right? My skills in helping people, having these connections. For example, Mallory, I've known her for at least 3 years. She's one of my old clients. I've seen her grow. I've seen her, you know, move past barriers. There's just so many things that you get to see your clients, current clients, past clients, and just people you've seen in the years grow. You know what I mean? They just have grown. And one of the best things I love, and I just want to acknowledge you, Mal, because you didn't fall off. You are still going, you're still doing your thing, you know, you are pushing your mission, you are creating community in a network, which is money. Your network is money. Who you circle yourself around with is how much money you essentially make. Yeah, I came a long way. Morphing Minds was just an idea when I started. Exactly, right? And then, you know, so when I think about like the journey, I realized that this summer I had to kind of take it slow because I really turned my business into like work, like 9 to 5, like clocking in at a certain time, you know, pushing myself to do like these revamps, constantly revamping my programs, and then like trying to like just run a race that wasn't mine. And I felt really unhappy about that. And I didn't realize I was unhappy until I took a break this summer. And I remember telling my husband at in the kitchen, we were having coffee, and I'm like, oh my God, this feels so nice to not have to feel like I have to do a live at a certain time, to not have to, you know, write an email at a certain time, you know, to not have to do these. And one of the things I do for my clients is I do like a mid-year check-in. You know, how are you guys doing it 6 months into the year? And then I do like an end of year like recap, right? Like I do all these different things. All right, Mal says, girl, I am in the spot now. Had to slow down and take a pause. Yeah. And, you know, I don't think I really took, I did take a pause in terms of like the speed I was going, right? I was going like this. And, but I was still, I slowed down, right? I had clients. I still had to adhere to the commitments I made with my clients and you know, support them. But I wasn't as forceful, right? As like that masculine energy that I think when you run a business, you're required to have that masculine energy, right? That push forward, that like pushing a boulder uphill kind of vibe. And I really was like, you know what? I'm gonna just take a breather. And it felt so good, so nice. And anyway, so if you guys, you know, if you guys are in a place where you have been working your butt off this year, I recommend to take a breather as well, but to also refine your process. Okay, refine your process. Refine. Figure out how to make money. Okay, if you have a network, if you have people in front of you, how do you convert those people into clients? You know, what is it that you offer that can turn them into some kind of prospect or some kind of paying client for you? Okay, and I want you guys to start thinking that way versus just doing an action without thinking, okay, how do I convert this into money? Okay, always look around and say, how do I convert whatever it is into money? Okay, guys. Okay, that is it, guys. I think that's all I wanted to cover. If you guys have any questions for me, DM me. If you're not on my email list, I'm gonna throw my new program, which is the Spiritual and Business program, where I teach you inner healing, business processes to actually become profitable in the process you're doing. So if you are doing interviews, if you are doing a book launch, if you're doing a podcast, how do we create that so that we can actually have you make money on the other end of it? that. So that is the program. I'll throw that in my stories. Also, I mentioned podcasting for women in business. I will throw that in my stories as well so that you guys can join that. If you're a podcaster, if you're an entrepreneur, or if you are looking to create a podcast that is perfect for you, it's a lot of women in there that are looking for interviewees and are interviewers, and you can definitely network there. Mal, if you love, you know, doing more interviews, I don't know if you've already posted something in there, but that would be a great place for you to find amazing quality people for your channel. Okay, guys. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing day. Mwah. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.